GoodSuccess.com. Father, thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. And I pray that you visit everyone, change everyone's story, let everyone's life be transformed and changed also. Bring everyone to the level of relevance in life, in the spiritual affair, and in every area of life. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic remains, refuse to expire. Have you ever wondered if you two are going to ever become relevant? Or maybe you're wondering if you have been relevant in one area of life or the other. If you're wondering if that relevance is going to continue for the rest of your life. You may have looked at the life of some people who were relevant at some point, maybe when you were small, and now they have no relevance again. But the plan of God for you and I is for us to go from glory to glory. That means wherever you are right now is the least you and I will ever experience, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you that your present state is the least that you will ever experience, in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you're bothered if your current relevance will remain the same forever, or if you are ever going to become greater and greater, then I have good news for you today, because God's word assures us that that is what is supposed to happen to us. If you look at the examples of faith, Abraham, he was a nobody and God called him, he became someone, and then became so great that he could defend his own family and even rescue other cities. He became an emperor. God brought him from glory to glory, and even right now in the kingdom of God, he's still relevant. So he didn't lose his relevance when he left here on earth. He's still relevant in heaven. Jesus tells us that. So today, the question is, how can you and I remain relevant in life? Praise the Lord. What if the methods that you and I know right now have reached their best before date or expiry date? How many of us have ever used drugs before, or you know, a medication, you were sick or you went through a kind of challenge and then they gave you a medication? One of the things we've been taught to check is when you want to buy those drugs or when you are given those drugs, make sure you check the expiry date or best before. Check the expiry date. Is this still relevant? Make sure to check the expiry date of this drug. So what we are doing today is to check ourselves to see if we have already reached expiry date or if we are at best before. Are we still relevant in God's business, in God's kingdom? Am I relevant? Are you still relevant? Maybe you started on a particular path. The question today is, am I still on that path? Am I going higher and higher just like God commanded it to be? Or am I seeing a decline in my relevance in the kingdom? Maybe about our business. That business I started years ago, is it still relevant? Am I still having as much impact as I used to have in that business? Or is it declining? Is it going down? But I pray today that no matter the state we are, God is going to change our levels in the name of Jesus. The plan of God for you and I is for us to keep going up and up and higher and higher. Maybe you're in politics, maybe it's business, maybe it's career. The question is, what is your relevance? What is my relevance? And how long will I remain relevant? What is the difference between best before and expiry date? We've learned that when the professionals or manufacturers say a particular product or system, that this is the best before date. It means the best you can get from this product is until that date that has been tagged as its best before date. Which means if you are getting 100% efficiency, don't expect that from that date. It may not be harmful, because that's why they use best before. It may not be harmful, but they are saying you may not get the best from this product at that age. Let me ask you a question again and ask myself, have I reached my best before date in different areas of life? Yes, I'm alive today, which means I'm still alive. But I'm talking about relevance in life, in ministry, in business, in career. Have I reached my best before date? What am I doing to make sure I'm updated and not expired? What am I doing to make sure I'm still relevant in that area of life? What is the best before date of that area of life. As humans and as children of God, we are multifaceted, which means we have different angles in different areas. There are different aspects of our lives that need expression, that need relevance, that need importance, that need to make sense. So, the question for you and I again today is this: am I relevant? Will I remain relevant? And I pray that we will all remain relevant in Jesus' name. Amen. What's the difference between best before and expiry date? Neither best before expiry date is the best. There's a reason why they call it best before. Best. And guess what? God's design for you and I is to be the best in our field of endeavor. Is to be the best in every area of life. For our marriage to be the best, to have its maximum potency, maximum power, maximum influence, maximum relevance. In your career, that you are always at the top relevance. But neither best before or expiry date is the best. One is even dangerous. When you look at best before, they will tell you that you can probably still use it after a few months or so after it's been tagged as best before. In fact, some items, it will never be dangerous. The only thing is you will never get the best from it again. But when it comes to expiry date, and that's why I believe by God's grace, the topic is refuse to expire. When it comes to expiry date, these are the things that manufacturers, they've said about it, that there is no longer any guarantee for its potency and safety. Once something expires, there is no guarantee anymore. They are telling you that anything that happens after this date, you are on your own. We cannot defend this anymore. It has lost its potency. That means the power you used to have, it no longer has it. Just follow along today. So, which means if you are given a medication, let's say paracetamol, Tylenol, or whatever it is, if you are given any of these, it only means that, at least I know of paracetamol, that if you are given, I think each drug is maybe 250 milligram or so. So let's say each tablet is 250 milligram or 500 milligram, whichever it is. Now, after expiry date, it means if it has lost its potency, it means whatever power or whatever solution that 250 milligram is supposed to deliver, it will not deliver it again, even if you are using the drug as it's been prescribed. Let's say you are supposed to use two tablets or one tablet. Now you're using two tablets, but those two tablets are not going to deliver what they are supposed to deliver, which makes it dangerous. And why is it dangerous? Let's say you are using a particular medication that is expired and has lost its potency. And that situation is a dangerous situation. And you are supposed to use a particular measure for it to deliver a particular solution or healing power. Now you are using the same thing as it has been prescribed, but you are no longer getting the value. The person is going to think he's doing the right thing, but this person is dying per day without knowing. So the question for you and I is this: your life, my life, what are we going to say about it? Is it still going to deliver the same relevance God had designed it to be? 20 years has passed, 30 years gone, 40, 50. But the question is this: you have a lifespan, I have a lifespan. By the time Jesus returns, or by the time you actually leave this earth, because we're going to leave one time or the other, 120, fine. But we're going to leave. Each and every day marks a time of relevance, which means every day should be the day where we measure our relevance, our importance, our potency. Now, the one that is even more important today is this: the instruction that God has given you and I about that business, about that ministry, about life, about your children, about your marriage. Maybe, just maybe, that instruction has reached its best before date and you are due for a new syllabus. I remember in church there's this Bible school that many winners go through, and I remember there was a time Papa was saying that syllabus has changed. You better go and enroll again, because whatever you learned before, there are modifications. There are things that have changed in that syllabus. So you better go and enroll again. Maybe that aspect of your life, maybe that area of your life that you know you heard God clearly sometimes ago, it gave you a method, it gave you a solution that this is exactly what you do to have success in business, and you've been following it. What if that syllabus has been updated and you are now following expired syllabus? And remember what we said before, If something has expired, it has lost its potency. Number two, it has lost its safety. The manufacturer no longer guarantees its potency and its safety. So it's almost like you're drinking chalk, even when you think you are taking the drug. Everything looks the same. Look at the life of Samson. God's prescription to him was intact. Everything was powerful. With him, with experience, he knows that if any issue rises up, if any enemy comes against him, all he needs to do is rise up. The fire of God in him, the spirit of God in him, will fight through him and he will overcome all the enemies. But guess what happens now? The same thing, everything felt the same way. Nothing has changed except that the air has been cut, which made all the other instructions no longer relevant. Expired. Which made him expire. Which means if you and I are following expired instructions, expired dictations, expired guidance from God, we may expire if we are not careful, God forbid. We may just be walking in best before, God forbid. Which means during this time that many of us are consecrating ourselves to God, praying, fasting, studying the word of God more, let's question those things again. Let's ask God again, God, you told me to do this thing this way. Should I continue? What is the new rule? What should I do? And when it comes to your career, your business, the same thing, because technology is changing. Everything is changing. You remember last week, I was talking about AI. And if you're not using AI for your business right now, for your career right now, I wonder what you're using. Because there is no arm that can come to the people using AI. There is an arm that can come to whoever is not using AI. But one thing I can guarantee is this, that those using AI will always go above those who are not using it. Those who are using new technology will be faster at delivering solutions. Now, I can almost pose as a lawyer and write some laws. I wanted to write some terms and conditions that would have taken me forever before. All I needed to do was just give instructions to my AI. And I checked everything. Everything was good. Did it the way I wanted it to do. And I was able to do it. Before, it would have taken me maybe 2 days, 3 days, or 1 month of just thinking and thinking and wishing I could do it. Now it's faster. Now imagine if I was a lawyer and I was using that to craft things. Now with my knowledge, with what I have, I will do it even far better. What that is telling us is this. Those using that will do it faster and better than the other people. So that means they have an advantage. And your own spiritual AI is your Holy Spirit. We need to keep refreshing and updating ourselves by the Holy Spirit. Let's be careful lest we are walking with expired instructions. Let's be super careful lest we are walking with expired instructions. And may God help us and give us understanding in Jesus' name. So, what should we do? And before I even go further, let's just remember this warning also. Because the manufacturer doesn't guarantee the potency and safety of expired drugs, if we continue to use it, which means we are giving ourselves false hope. That is what Samson gave himself, false hope. He thought it could go as before he expired. Praise the Lord. So, we've seen the example of Samson. Samson expired while he was still here on earth. Just one thing changed. His ear was cut. The most important thing in his life that he should never have revealed to the enemy, by himself, in his right senses, he revealed it to the enemy. And what if many of us are also doing the same thing? That the only thing we are doing is we talk too much that we reveal the most critical instruction that God has given us. We just reveal it to the enemies for them to use it against us. God forbid. This year, let's be sensitive. Let's look at another example. Saul. Saul expired while still on earth as king with no influence. In fact, see how much he lost his influence. The first thing was that he disobeyed God, which we are going to be looking at a later time. He disobeyed God. He began to lose his relevance. Demons began to come upon him. Can you see the irony? He was anointed. The power of God came upon him. Like, he began to prophesy. He was supposed to be a prophet just like David. Because the same anointing that was poured on him through the same prophet was poured on Saul. That's the same one that was poured on him was poured on David. However, because of carelessness, because of disobedience, he lost it and he expired while still here on it. How could a small David be the one to fight his battle for him? That David even went is not the problem. The problem to me is that Saul looked at David with his size and allowed him to go. It meant that he already lost his confidence. The Spirit of God was already gone, because that could be the only reason. I mean, the same Spirit that prompted David, that gave him boldness to overcome, was the same one in Saul, but he couldn't. He lost relevance. He just lost it. He expired while still on it. Another example is Eli. Eli also expired while still on it. God bypassed him and went over to Samuel to tell him instructions. God was going to warn him directly. God couldn't even tell him anymore. His ears were deaf. He expired. May you not expire. May I not expire. In the name of Jesus. While we are still here on earth, may we remain relevant. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, we saw three examples. Samson, Eli, and Saul. And guess what? Out of the three of them, only one person was able to retrace his step, was able to ask God for mercy. The other ones, it was never written that they asked God for mercy. Which is a warning to us also. Have we missed it in any way? Have we disobeyed God in any way? We should ask God for mercy. See what Eli said to Samuel. He said, "He is God. Let him do anything he wants." And God said, "Okay, I will do anything I want." He could have asked God for mercy. Because one thing I've seen from the word of God is this. If God tells you that he will do something evil to you, it is because he wants you to repent. If not, why did he tell Nineveh to repent? No, he told them that he was going to destroy them. Which was the reason why Jonah didn't want to go. Because he said, "I know you are merciful. You will forgive them." And they repented and God forgave them. So why did God tell Eli? It was because God wants to give him relevance again. God can speak to Eli and speak to Samuel at the same time. He's the God of all flesh. He's not limited by one person. Everyone could be prophet at the same time. Like I said, false hope is what happens when something has expired and we are still using it. Let's check those instructions. Let's check those things we are following. Are we still on the right path? Or has God changed the syllabus for us and we are still doing the old thing, not even spending time to ask questions? The same God that spoke to you 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 1 month ago, he's still speaking. He may have changed the instruction. A lot of things may have changed. And he said, "No, don't do it that way again. Do it this way." Let's see the example of David. David was going to fight a battle. God said, "The first time, when you see this thing happen, go ahead and win." And the second time, David was smart enough to ask God, "Should we go?" Like, they took your family and you are asking God, "God, should we go? Should we pursue? Are we going to overcome?" And God is saying, "Yes." Second time he asked again, and God is saying, "Don't go like you did the first time. Second time, this is the way you should go. When you see the wind blowing around the mulberry tree, something that looks almost irrelevant." And he won again. So that is telling us that if we don't want to expire, we must always ask God for instructions, the clear instructions of what to do. And not only that, how to do it, because how to do it is also as important as what to do. We will not expire in Jesus' name. So how do we ensure relevance and avoid expiration in this life we are in? Let's look at the example of Adam. Adam's example teaches us that we must keep obeying God's instructions. Keep obeying. Saul lost his relevance because he disobeyed God. Just once. Once. He disobeyed God once, and that was the end. That's why we must be careful, especially if you're a mature Christian. You speak in tongues, you lead in church. You must be very careful of compromises. So, Adam disobeyed God once. There was no other alternative. There was no other option. He lost the Garden of Eden forever. Eden, we both lost it in Adam. See, he did not only do that, he brought his misfortune to the rest of us. Thank God for Jesus Christ. How do I ensure relevance? Don't be limited by old methods. That has been within the line of everything I've been saying today, both spiritual and physical. Spiritual life is even the most sensitive. If you miss it in the physical, fine, it's still easy to correct. But spiritual, you must be very careful. God is still the consuming fire. There is no place that says God is no longer consuming fire. And God has been love from the beginning. God did not become love because he sent Jesus. No, God is love before he sent Jesus. His love when he sent Jesus. His love when Jesus went back to heaven and is here by his Holy Spirit. God is still love. and it's still consuming fire. So we must be careful how we relate with God. So don't be limited by old methods. They may have expired. How many people today are following old things, old methods? This is the way God did it before, so you must do it the same way. We have to be very careful. Did we realize? I'm going to mention a couple of examples. For us to see that the instruction that God gave us may just be a one-time use. We all know one-time use. When you get a coupon, most times you can only use some of them once. You get a coupon to use online, they put a code there and use it once. If you see the second time, they will say you have exceeded the use. Or maybe it's only for one person to use. Or maybe you can only use it 3 times. Or you can only use it with one product. That is how it is with God also. Some things, you can only apply some instructions in certain areas of your life. And in other areas, you can't. So for example, when it comes to finances, we know that it is the law of giving and receiving that applies there. Both giving of your services, giving of your resources, that is the one that applies there. When it comes to power in the kingdom of God, you know prayer and fasting is the secret. You can't apply that one to becoming prosperous. You can apply it in certain areas, but you have to do the giving and receiving part. Generosity, that is the law that applies in that one. You can see, same you, different aspects, different instructions. The example of Moses. Moses only saw the burning bush once, and it was never recorded again in the Bible that any other person saw it. It's a one-time use code. I don't need to see a burning bush to believe this is God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, but Moses needed to. God saw his heart. God had to call his attention through one means. Maybe he was already questioning himself after spending about 40 years in the bush, in the wilderness with Jethro and all that. And it was like, maybe this God of Abraham does not exist. I know there was a God of Abraham, Isaac, and I know all these things, but where is he? Why can't he just rescue our people? Why can't he just empower me? And God had to create a scene to make sure he pays attention. But never recorded again in the Bible that God had to call the attention of any other person. Another example is David, which is, I think this one is a very relevant one. See, David in the Bible, right? David killed Goliath with what? A sling and a stone. One time use. See, David was using that in the bush. He said he killed a bear, he killed a lion, he killed all that. But when it came to Goliath, God empowered a sling and a stone, and God killed Goliath. God killed Goliath, not a sling and a stone. God killed Goliath through the sling and a stone. But guess what? That was the last time it was recorded that David ever used that in battle. The other times, what did he use? Sword, spear, shield. God has taught my fingers to fight, my hands to war, and my fingers to fight. He wasn't using sling and stone anymore. So which means, in that area of your life, you may just be using an expired method. God may just say, that's just a one-time use. Ask me for the relevant instruction now. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you on what to do next in that area of life. Don't depend on methods, depend on God. God never made methods to replace Him. He made you and I to depend on Him. Several examples in the Bible that God did some spectacular things and it never repeated itself. Why? Because God never meant them to be used again and again. It was just a one-time thing. However, we know some things are constant. For example, our healing. God has told us that our healing is guaranteed. But the method he will use, he has not given you that. He can use any method, except he says the method can be repeated. For example, anointing with oil. He says in the Bible, if anyone is sick, let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and a prayer of faith will save the sick. So that one can be repeated. But other methods, like maybe Jesus wanted to heal the eyes of the sick and he put mud there, put saliva and said, go and wash. Except God instructs you to do that, you may not need to do that. Then in your business also, I've done some things in this technology thing before that I did it once and it worked. But after that day, it didn't work. Maybe I've shared this testimony before, even as we wrap up today. There was a time I had a load of information on my computer. And for some reason, maybe woke up a particular day and everything wiped out. Like, gone. I was angry, desperate, not happy. And then I prayed about it. I think I laid my hands on the computer and I told it that this information, I need to find it. And maybe I slept, woke up or something, I don't know. After praying, I just switched that system on and I could see the information. Guess what I did? I didn't say, oh, because I prayed, the information came back miraculously. That's okay, so I'm going to leave the laptop. No, the next thing I did was to look for a backup and quickly do a backup of that system. Guess what? The next time I opened that system, that thing was gone. To show me that that was a miraculous work of God. It's not only in your body that God does miracles. It's not only in other things. No. It's only when it comes to prosperity. God can do miracles in anything, but you must know things that are one-time use. That miracle that I just described now is a one-time thing. God gave me a chance to rescue that thing because common sense should have told me to always back up my files. But for some reason, I wasn't doing that. And ever since then, in fact, right now, I don't even put my files on computer anymore. Even though I may have a backup there, but my files now are on cloud because that experience has taught me. That was a one-time thing. I don't want to be in a situation where I'll be praying and fasting for God to restore the file. Let me tell you, I've already given you an opportunity once to learn that in a hard way. So what is that aspect of your life that God has warned you, God has instructed you, God has shown you the precaution to take, but you keep disobeying and procrastinating? A time may come, you may not have the second option. Because for me in that case, if I didn't back up that file, I wouldn't have had the option. How did I know it was a miracle? It showed up, I backed it up, and it disappeared. Which meant that God took over. How did I know God took over? I prayed. God showed himself, and then God expected me to also show myself. I showed myself, did a backup, and it went off again. Like the data disappeared from that system again. So, that aspect of your life that God has been instructing you, God has been warning you, God has been telling you that, see, stop lying. Or this aspect, stop the laziness in this aspect. And he's been warning and warning. A time may come, that thing may have reached its best before date or expiry date. Consider that instruction, that permission from God to let that thing go on as something that has an expiry date. I know the mercies of God do not expire, but his methods expire. That method is using for you right now, that forbearance, is permitting you so that you won't see the consequences. And when it expires, the consequences will come big time. Samson has been warned over and over again, directly and indirectly by God, to run away from chasing after strange women. He wouldn't listen, and that brought him down. Solomon, over and over again, chased after strange women. That brought him down. Saul also had the option to obey God over and over again. He wouldn't. He would never permit himself to see himself the way God saw him. He kept seeing himself like someone who was falling after sheep when God already made him king over his people. That low self-esteem that has been happening to you in that area of life, it's about time you rose up. Do you know the major problem of Saul? One of it is low self-esteem. Are you facing low self-esteem when you are with certain set of people? And God is saying, you have my spirit in you. You have my spirit. Walk like a king. Walk with your shoulders high. Show that I'm with you. Stop ridiculing me before the people. If you continue like this, my presence cannot be manifested. God is warning you today, don't end up like Saul. And God is warning me also, I should not end up like Saul. And I pray that even as we meditate on it and reflect on it, may we not end up like Saul or like Eli or like Samson in Jesus' name. May we not expire before our time in Jesus' name. See you next week and remain ever blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. And don't forget to share this with someone that you believe it will bless. Share with your friends, share with your enemies, share with your parents, share with your children, share with people around you, and God will reward you for it. Stay ever blessed in Jesus' name. The good success.com.